الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون صدق الله المولانا العظيم. The day of Jummah is a special day for the Muslims, and the ibadat of Jummah is also special. And when it is in the month of Ramadan, it has become even more special. The ibadat or the sawab, the rewards of all ibadat, is increased manifold in Ramadan. And in Jummah, it is even increased much more. So we should try our best to observe Jummah as best as we can, especially in the month of Ramadan, the whole year round also. So with regard to the great virtues honor of Ramadan, of Jummah, firstly, when Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, at that time already Allah had decreed that Jummah is Sayyidul Ayyam, is the best, is the king of all the days in the week. It comes in a hadith that Jummah is an Eid more greater than the other two Eids also. Muslims in the world, we observe our Eid. We say we celebrate our Eid, but Jummah we don't observe as we observe. And Jummah is a greater day than even the two Eids. It is a very, very great day that Allah Ta'ala has given us. In order to understand this from a few aspects, one person who is in Potchefstroom in the Western province, many years in the days of apartheid, went for a business trip with a white man, an Afrikaner man, to the Far East. Then at the time, on Jummah, on a Sunday, they were invited for a barbecue, a braai place. So the Muslim man told him, let us go. So he refused, the Christian man. He said, it's my Sunday, it's my day of my Bible, the day of my church, I will be praying my Bible. He did not go. For supper, they were invited again. Again, the Muslim man told him. And the same answer he gave again. So from that, the Muslim man took a good inspiration. Though the source was not good, but he took a good inspiration. That if a Christian man whose religion is cancelled, and which religion they have changed also, and is not even at home, I mean in his community, in his family, far away, but he is observing his Sunday so meticulously and observing the prayers and reading of the Bible, then as a Muslim that we have got the perfect religion. Our religion is not changed. It is the current religion and will be till the day of Qiyamah. And we have got the actual day of virtue. The Sunday is not the day of virtue. The actual day is Friday. And I don't observe it like that. Since he returned, he has passed away now, Allah grant him Jannah. But he had a very big business, he shouldn't open on a Friday. So Friday is a day that we should also observe like that. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came in the world, Allah offered him Jummah for his big day of worship. But the Bani Israel, who were always very rebellious, they refused to accept. And they chose for themselves Saturday, Allah granted that day for them. In other words, they did not get the actual great day. When Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came, it's the following of the Bani Israel also. Allah offered them also Jummah. Every Nabi, Allah offered Jummah. And there were few Anbiya of before who observed Jummah as the big day. But Isa alayhi salam's people, also the offspring of Bani Israel, they're very rebellious. They also refused and they insisted we want Sunday as our big day. Allah gave it to them, but that was not the big day. So both of them missed it. Allah, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, whom Allah had blessed to the best choice of everything, accepted wholeheartedly the day Allah offered, the day of Jumu'ah, which is the big day. But sadly today we see the Jews still today, they observe the Saturday, the Sabbath. And they, for example, many of them don't do business. They wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't put an electric switch on. That is also dunya's work. That this is a day only for the worship of Allah. They go to their graveyards on a Saturday till today. The Christians, they made it in the world, the law of the governments of the world, that Sunday is a public holiday. And they observe it also. The Christians still today go on a Sunday to the graveyards, etc. And we who have got the actual right thing, unfortunately, we don't observe it as it is supposed to be observed. To highlight the importance of Jummah, one person who was the brother-in-law of Haji Bhai Padia, Bhai Abdul Wahhab, he was in Weenan, in Natal, and he went for Hajj also very long ago, when Maulana Badre Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was the marja. Everyone turned to him for Islah, for Bay'at, etc. Even before the time of Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So South Africans also had a lot ta'alluq with Maulana Badre Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So he used to go regularly. Then Maulana told him, I want you to come on a separate time. I want to tell you something special. When he met him, he told him, see, you South Africans, for Juma, you have to cook dar chawal. You take it like, and the children think it's a sunnat of Juma to have dar chawal, dal and rice. So he said, whenever you want to have your dar chawal, but for Friday, cook the best meal of the week. And how beautifully, psychologically, Maulana worked on it, that everyone likes food. The day you're going to get the best food, you look forward to that day. So for Friday, cook the best meal of the week. So everyone looks forward automatically to Friday. Then he told them you people normally give your children the proper bath of the week on a Saturday night, Sunday morning. And you put on their best clothes for them on Sunday. So give them the proper bath of the week on a Thursday night, Friday morning. And the best clothes within the limits of Sharia, not what we define as best clothes, but according to Shariat, which are the best clothes, put that on for them on Friday. Everyone likes clothes, nice clothes. The day you're going to wear your best clothes, automatically you look forward to that day. Then Maulana said, if you are giving your children pocket money, spending money, then give them a little bit more on Friday. And if you are not giving them, give them something on Friday. Everyone likes money also. So the day you're going to get your money, then you'll look forward to that day. So, in this way, Maulana highlighted the value and so in a nice way that we observe the day of Friday. In the hadith, it is the king of the day of the days of the week, the day of Jumu'ah. And for Ramadan, the value is much, much more. And few simple amal, if we do, then we'll have observed the day of Jumu'ah. In one hadith it comes, which is narrated in four of the six basic hadith kitabs. Bukhari, Sharif, Muslim, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah, Nasai. All these hadith kitabs, in four of these kitabs, this hadith comes. That a person who will do six amal, six actions on the day of Jumu'ah, then for every step that he takes coming for Jumu'ah, he will get the reward of one whole year's ibadat sawab. That is namaz, tilawat, zikr, dua, tasbihat, everything, durood, sharif, istighfar, for all that ibadat, on every step. And on every step, he will get 1 year's roza sawab, keeping roza for a whole year. So, for example, a person takes 50 steps, 500 steps to come for Jumu'ah. Every Jumu'ah, he can get 500 years ibadat sawab. And 500 years, roza sawab, if we just observe the six things. And if we are living at a distance from a masjid, then for every turn of the wheel, when it's necessary to come by car, hopefully 2 steps will be counted. for every turn of the wheel. So if a person is coming from a kilometer, 1,000 meters, so it's 2,000 steps that he's taking. If he's coming from 5 kilometers away, 10,000 years of ibadat sawab and 10,000 years of roza sawab, every week a person can accumulate. And in Ramzan, this is again multiplied by 70 and much more. That is just for us to understand. By 70 it is multiplied. So we should try and observe the great ibadat of this. And what is this? So simple. The first thing that we should do of the 6 things to qualify to get this reward is to take a bath and wear clean clothes. That every Muslim does that. Jummah, we take a bath, we wear our clean clothes. The second is to come walking to the masjid. That also everyone does, comes walking. If we are at a distance and it's not practically, it's difficult to walk, then that won't negate it. This means those people who we used to be like kings, very rich people, people should carry to show there is a big person. They should carry him into the masjid. Today nobody comes like that. If a person is an invalid, he comes on a wheelchair, he will also get that sawab. From a distance a person comes and he comes by car, he will also get that sawab. When we walk, wherever we park our car, everyone comes walking to the masjid. The third is to come as early as possible. And till what time is it called early as possible? That by the second azan, if there is place in the masjid proper, we should go into the masjid. Because when the second azan and the imam stands up to come now for the khutbah, then there are malaika who are keeping a record of all who come for Jummah. The person who comes the first gets the greatest reward. The person who is last, he gets the smallest reward, but they are all noted. But when the imam gets up to me for the khutbah, they close their registers also. Now nobody's name will be written. So if there wasn't place, then also we will get the sawab. We are in the overflow. But if there is place and we are sitting around outside, etc., then we will be depriving ourselves of that sawab. So, and till the second adhan, but we should try and come as early as possible. In the history of Islam, people observe Jummah, they should come from Friday night and make i'tikaf. Then from tahajjud time, then from ishraq, then from chas time. Today is our time that we come the last and we go out also the first. But we should try and come. But the latest of being early is by the second azan to be in the masjid proper when there is place. So that we should try and do. The fourth thing, we should try and sit as close as possible to the imam. Which really means and translates into always sit in the first saf. And start the saf from behind the imam. Then one person to the right, one person to the left. And don't start the second saf until the first saf is full. So in that way we will get the sawab. The first saf has got great, great merits and rewards by Allah Ta'ala. One time we were in Lanesia in Masjid Abrar. And Maulana Abrar al-Haqsab rahmatullah alayhi was here. We went and meet him. And it was time for Zohar namaz. So we went to the masjid. It's a residential area. During the weekdays, very few musallis. So when we went, we all stood scattered. And we are making our sunnats. And we learn, and what we learn, we pass on to our brothers also. When Maulana Abrar al-Haqsab rahmatullah alayhi entered the masjid, he walked directly to the place behind the imam. And on his way, he said, Pehli saf mein jagah hoti huye. When there is place in the first saf, kahi aur namaz parna, apne aap par bara zulam karna hai. To make anywhere else namaz is doing a great wrong to oneself. That you'll gain so much more reward for coming in the first saf. And there was place, the saf was empty, and you went and make namaz somewhere else. It's like a person has got 10, 20 million rand to invest. And instead of investing it in the city center, where he'll get maximum returns, he goes and buy a farm in a desert, in a jungle. And no returns there. He wasted all his money. So we are investing time when we come for Jumu'ah. And if we come in the first surf, we get the maximum returns. What the person in the first surf gets, the person in the second surf doesn't get that amount of rewards. Yeah, there are also parking meters. Like when we have to park, we have to pay money for parking meters. But there we have to pay, put the money in the parking meter. Yeah, this parking meters pay us. Those who are in the first serve get the biggest reward. Then the second, then the third. And also, if we don't sit as close as possible to the imam, which means when there is place in front, and we just sit carelessly, casually at the back, all that reward of 1 year's ibadat sawab and roza sawab, we lose out on that. And most of us are negligent only in this point, that we just sit anywhere. And in any case, when namaz starts, we are going to come forward. We're not just going to stay at the back and read scattered everywhere as we are sitting. We come forward. So just do it a few minutes earlier. When you come to the front. Instead of afterwards getting up and coming to the front, from the beginning come to the front and you will get the sawab. The sawab of the first saf, it comes in the hadith that if the people knew the reward, swords will come out in the masjid to fight with one another. Everyone will want the first saf and they will fight. I was first here and we want to push in and another person. But we know that Muslim people, they don't fight and in the masjid and Jummah time. But if we knew the reward, we should have fought with one another. Because we don't know, we just sit casually anywhere. And when we come in the serfs, we push another person in front. If there's a property for sale or a bargain, we won't push the next person. Then we make sure that we get it. But yeah, because we don't know the value. Akhirat's qadr is not in our hearts. The value of what the a'mal and the rewards will be in the akhirat is not in our heart. So we push somebody else. And this shows our very weak alliance with our deen. That we have got no value for deen. So that is the fourth thing that we should set as close as possible. Then we should listen attentively. The bayan also, the khutbah also. Even if we don't understand the Arabic, don't let us start wondering now. And we start thinking about other things. Or don't take a nap. Many people, whole week they don't make qailula. But Jummah time, they say sunnah to make qailula. And Jummah's qailula is more sawab. And the poor Maulana is talking and he's in his world giving his bayan at the top of his voice. And we are fast asleep, we are somewhere else. And then if somebody has to tell us, many people are leaning and sleeping. Wuzu breaks. And dare tell the person your wuzu is broken and a fight breaks out. And the person say, what you think? I was sleeping. I wasn't sleeping. Though he was snoring and you could hear the snoring also. But he won't accept that he was sleeping. So, and also we should listen attentively. If we listen with half sleepy minds, then we will hear things also half. Like Maulana says, for example, that when you go on safar, then namaz is half. Zohar, Asr, Isha. But we were half sleepy. We heard that Maulana said, namaz is maaf. So that's why many people, when they go on safar, they don't make namaz. They think that Maulana said, namaz is maaf. Namaz is not maaf when we go on safar. It is half. Or Maulana says that viyaj, that is interest, is haram. Now, we don't like to hear that part. So what we heard, piyaj, onions are haram. And the woman folk usually want their onions when it is the highest price. 80 rand, 100 rand a bag, then they want it yesterday. We are desperate, we need it. And when they are 10 rand a bag, then they don't need it at all. So it suits us fine to hear that piyaj, onions are haram. Whereas piyaj, onions are not haram. It's a ni'mat of wabasaliha. Allah refers it to as a special ni'mat. Onions are very healthy, very tasty also. Interest is haram. But that we don't like to hear, that interest is haram. And then the sixth thing is that don't do anything useless. Like for example, playing with your topi all the time, putting your glasses right, playing with your cufflinks, with your watch. In the days of before, there used to be pebbles in the masjid. Now we got musallas. And a person takes a habit, he takes one stone, he throws it in the other hand. From there he throws it here. Like till today, on our office desk, and we got the desk calendar. On the first day of the month already, we're waiting for somebody on the phone and we're busy scribbling. That whole calendar, first day is full already. The amount we had scribbled, just wasting time. La yani, fuzur. One person went to a buzur to become bayat for his islah. So while he was waiting, he had a walking stick with him, and there were the dhelas, the mud clots to make his stinja with. There was some kept there. So he was breaking them with his walking stick. All these futile things that we have got habits with. So the Shaykh made his islah already in such a way, he told the Khadim, bring that other box of dhelas also. This man enjoys breaking them, let him keep on breaking them. So then he realized, I'm doing a stupid thing, just for nothing, just sitting. Read tasbih, read durood sharif, just keep quiet. But layani, unnecessary things which we are involved in. And unfortunately today, it is our way and part of life. Layani, fuzul, unnecessary thing. In talking, in eating, how lot layani. In our actions, how lot of layani, fuzul, unnecessary. So this is very much disliked. Min husni islamil mar'i, the beauty of a person's Islam is tarkuhu la ya'ni, is all living up la ya'ni. That is the polish and the beauty. But today, unnecessary going on the internet, googling this, googling that, we don't need it. Just now we're sitting and we just go this, let me check this, let me try out this, and what, playing games on the internet. And then all other things, it's all layani. And we are so much, and in Ramzan we're wasting time. If we just cut out our layani, one boy, some years ago, they brought him to meet Maulana Zulfiqar Sahib when he was here. And they told him, this boy reads 10,000 durood sharif a day, small boy still. So Maulana was also surprised. He made salam with Maulana and he carried on with his tasbih. That is how you can do it. If we don't waste our time in layani, we'll see how much barakat. We'll see we can read what I thought I can't make one khatam, I can make easily much more khatams. All my other nafils, all my ibadat, tilawat, which I feel I haven't got time, it's because, and layani, you lose the time, and it steals the barakat of time also. You lose everything. Just go little bit into layani, it destroys a lot of your other time. Like for example, you have honey, so sweet. But you just put aloe, which is a very bitter thing in that honey. It makes the whole honey also bitter. So this procrastination, wasting of time. And today we don't think of it as wrong also. We don't pay any attention. And there is no barakat in anything when we waste our time like that. So anyway, we shouldn't be involved in layani in anything. Try and avoid layani. And then see the barakat that comes. So 6 things that we should do on Jum'ah to get the reward of 1 year's ibadat. On every step that we take coming for Jum'ah. Which means namaz, the tilawat, zikr, dua, tasbihat, plus 1 year's rozas for every step. What are the 6 things again? To bath and wear clean clothes. To come walking to the masjid. To come as early as possible. To sit as close as possible to the imam, to listen attentively and not to do anything useless, la yani, not to involve ourselves. These are a'mal sitta li yawm al-jumu'ah. Amongst the ulama and pious people, they refer to them as a'mal sitta li yawm al-jumu'ah. 6 amals for the day of Jumu'ah. Then there are a'mal khassa li yawm al-jumu'ah. Certain amals, 8 I will count, which are special for the day of Jumu'ah that we should do. The one is that we should try and get up more earlier than usual. It is sunnat also. The actual is to get up quite a bit earlier and make more ibadat, tahajjud, du'as. But even if a person gets up 1 minute earlier, he'll have got up earlier. He has made amal on the sunnat. Just for that 1 minute earlier, 100 shaheed sawab you will get in this zamana. Make it 5 minutes earlier. Allah give you himmat 15 minutes, half an hour. Every day for Fajr, for example, you get up at 5 o'clock. Get up at 5 to 5. 4:45 on Jummah. Just a little bit earlier, you will get that sawab. Then, after bathing was mentioned there, use itar. Itar is a special ibadat for the day of Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah, make sure you use atar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if you have to use from your wife's itar, but use it. On Jumu'ah, make sure you use itar. So that's another very big ibadat. Then to visit the Qabristan on a Jumu'ah. That is another special. So much it has come, if a person was disobedient to his parents in his lifetime, And now they have passed away, so he can't make their khidmat anymore. But if he goes on a Friday to their qabrs, Allah will write him as an obedient son. So we should try and go on a Friday, try and make a habit to go to the qabristan. And then to read Surah Kahf on Friday. Either read the best, read the whole surah. And if we don't involve in ourselves in the la yani, time will come out. Otherwise all will say, I don't get time. And if not, so much leeway has been given. Read the first 10 ayats and the last 10 ayats. You'll get the fazilat also. And you can't do that also, then read either the first 10 or the last 10. Now that is not difficult at all. And a person who will read it, Allah will save him of all anxieties and worries of the day of Qiyamah and of this dunya also. Today, depression, according to World Health Organization, is the most major illness in industrialized countries. In what are called the countries which are very advanced, depression is the most major illness. And here is the solution for it by reading Surah Kahf. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair wa Rahimuhumullah used to say, when Switzerland can make a watch that you put it in 200 meters of water, it's waterproof, not the vapor of water enters that watch also. So what is it difficult? For Allah, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, to make a heart that is in 200 problems and not even the vapor of problems and no worry in that heart. Problem is outside of the heart. The heart is at ease. He is connected with Allah Ta'ala. So there are many amals in our deen by which we can make our heart worry proof. The watch is waterproof. With this amal we can make our hearts worry proof. And Qiyamah's day also that heart will be worry proof. No worry. So we should try to read Surah Kahf. Try and read, increase our Durood Sharif on a Jumu'ah. Very, very fortunate is the person who manages 1,000. And one particular Durood that has come in the Hadith, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi alfa alfa marra. Only 3 seconds. And in that you have sent 1,000,000 Durood's. And you read it 1,000 times, 1,000 times 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000. And in Ramadan, that billion of Jummah is multiplied by at least another 70. 70 billion durood sawab you get. One lady of Lanesia, some years ago passed away. Her daughter saw her in a dream and asked her, how did it go? She said, Allah made my maghfirat, gave me jannat, high stages. By which amal? Every Jummah I used to be sure I read this durood, 1,000 times this durood. So very easy it is. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi alfa alfa marra. Those who wish to can collect from Maulana Musa Kaji, anyone, myself, the cards which are printed of Durood Sharif, on which these Duroods are written. So that we should try and do, increase our Durood on a Friday, as much as we can. Try, target 1,000, but as much as we can. We should try and read Durood Sharif. The other is to read Salatu Tasbih. It's a special namaz, which is how to do it is written in the kitabs. Bihishti Zewar Fazail-e Amal also has got it. We should study it, ask the ulama. Great, great rewards. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told his uncle, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, should I not give you a gift? He said, please. And they understood gifts to be some amal, some deeni matter, not what we today understand as gifts. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to read Salatul Tasbih. And encouraged him and told him, if you can, read it every day. If you can't, once a week. If you can't, once a month. If you can't, once a year. And don't be so weak that once in a lifetime also you did not read it. So we should try and read it. And Ramzan, if we can, every day. Otherwise, at least Jummah, we should try and read Salatul Tasbih. And then to engage in du'as. There are two times in Jummah where du'as are very readily accepted. Between the two khutbas. At that time, without moving the tongue in our heart, make du'a. And the other is between Asr and Maghrib. If not that whole time, then at least the time close on to Maghrib. 5 minutes before Maghrib. And even if from a Friday, come earlier for Maghrib. And even if you're not in the masjid 5 minutes earlier, while you are coming, make du'a. You can make dua that time. If you come in the masjid and make dua 5 minutes earlier, mashallah, what to say. But otherwise, while you are coming, make dua. So duas are readily accepted. On a Friday, we should engage in duas also. And then to read one of the musabbahat, any surah that starts with sabbih or yusabbihu. Read that surah. And the shortest of them is Surah Ala, sabbih isma rabbikal a'la. Try and read that on a Friday. 8 special amals for the day of Jumu'ah. So try and observe, and in Ramadan especially, try and observe, and what currency we will be making for Akhirah. Whenever a person wants to go shopping, he would like to put another 10,000 extra. If he's going overseas to do shopping, he will put so many dollars. This is the time to get all that, to make our currency now. And Jummah and Ramadan, it's the time we can make this great, great currency of Akhirat. May Allah realize what is good for us and not be involved in not even cents of the dunya or paper money of this dunya. Total waste. Let us be preparing for Akhirat, inshallah. Wa akhirat.